Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's February 26th, and I'm wearing a Chicago White Sox New Era 5950 purchased from Hat Heaven. On this date, in 1991, Bill Veeck Jr. was elected to the Hall of Fame. Bill owned the team when this logo was introduced in 1960, and had he not bought the team back in 75, this would have also been the last White Sox logo, as John Allen planned to move the team to Seattle, while Charlie Finley planned to move Oakland to the South Side. Ah, rich old white guy sports owners behaving badly. It's timeless. Thankfully, the Sox had a savior, the type of guy that this city could use once again. As we close Black History Month, I'm going to focus on a little-known Bill Veeck story that's been debated endlessly over the years. It may be revisionist history, but it may very well have been true. I've posted links so you can decide for yourself. Many folks know that Larry Doby broke the American League color line when Veeck owned the Indians. What many folks don't know is that in his autobiography, Veeck is in Wreck, Bill relates that he tried to buy the struggling Phillies at the end of 42 with the intent of stocking the roster with Negro League stars. The story goes that he erred by tipping off the commissioner, Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis. And while Landis may or may not have been a racist, he absolutely did nothing to advance integration in the game during his tenure and supposedly ensured that Veeck's deal to acquire the Phils wouldn't happen. Fact or fable in Philly, there's no debating that Bill saved baseball in Bridgeport.